This episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca. If you're an entrepreneur, business owner, or you run a small or medium-sized business and you think you need money, capital, financing, or help with any of those things, then emilynow.ca is where you need to visit. There's three different plans you can choose from depending on the level of help that you need, including access to their secret Emily Now engine, which will get your request out to bankers and lenders in the market that match your profile, anonymously, of course, so all of your information is private. And then you can see the responses and you can see what the likelihood is that your business will be able to access the capital that it needs. And if it turns out that you need help accessing that capital, you need somebody to come alongside your business, to work with your finance team, to work with your management group, to help you make decisions, then you can choose from one of three different plans to get the help that you need. So if you want to make life easier now for your business, visit emilynow.ca. Hey folks, Dylan Gallagher here, founder of emilynow.ca. We are an advisory firm that helps small and medium-sized businesses and entrepreneurs access the capital that their business needs, but also come alongside of them to help them grow and improve their business. These content pieces that we put together are meant to help and encourage you to think about your business maybe a different way, give you some suggestions on how to solve a problem that you might be having, or just, you know, maybe you just find it entertaining and you're trying to look to kill a few minutes. So what I wanted to talk about today is a direct result of something that occurred in a meeting I had earlier this week with an entrepreneur that over the last 2 years has had to work through some pretty terrible business decisions. And, you know, the market crashed and he was left with, you know, some real estate holdings and some other businesses that just didn't work out. And it's taken him about 2 years to get his feet beneath him again. He has acquired some assets. He's built some revenue streams. And he's, you know, he's actually done really, really well. And so he's through the hardest part. And you can go back and watch some of our other videos to learn about what that's like when you're right in the middle of a fire and how do you deal with it and so forth. But this is someone who's on the other side. And they have dealt with enough of their problems that their nose is now above the waterline as opposed to being below it. And that's a very scary place to be. So we were sitting and talking, and we were talking because he has signed up for one of our plans. And as a part of that, we were, you know, I was helping giving him some advice and giving him some direction and really trying to understand where he wants to be in the next couple of years and looking at, you know, his balance sheet and trying to understand where the real opportunities are for him. And I just asked him one question that ended up changing the entire trajectory of our conversation. And subsequently, he sent me an email. I still haven't finished reading because it's so expansive with all of the answers that he was able to think of after the meeting that he couldn't think of during the meeting. And so here's the position he's in right now. He's got a couple million dollars of debt from three or four different providers. And he's looking to simply lower the cost of the debt, these various pieces of debt, by refinancing and looking to get with, you know, looking to attract cheaper capital. And so he's been doing this, you know, when he first, you know, 2 years ago, he got really expensive capital. And now, you know, a year later, he was able to do some creative things to reduce his cost of capital. But now, given the revenue that he's earning, he thinks he's got an opportunity to lower it even more. So he's on our platform. We're exploring the options with him in the marketplace. But as we were talking, I had asked him a question. I said, well, what would your businesses need to do? Because he has a few different business interests, but what would your businesses need to do in order to not have to refinance this capital a year from now, 2 years from now, or 3 years from now? Meaning, many entrepreneurs and business owners just think, as long as I can service the debt, I'm good. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good all day long. But they don't tend to think, generally speaking, they don't tend to think past the next step, which is, well, wait a minute, what do I need to do to actually get rid of this? If I don't want to keep using my own equity, you know, leveraging my assets or the assets of the business or leveraging my cash flow, what business decisions do I need to make to produce enough net income to just pay this stuff off? And so he thought, and he just said, Dylan, I mean, I've just never thought about that before. I've been so desperate over the last 2 years to just keep my nose above the waterline and never even, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. So we spent the next half hour, 45 minutes, going through a few different little strategies and asking him some questions. And it led us to one interesting question that came up, which was, well, what if we could bring some money forward? What if in this particular case, what if we could bring forth $1.5 million? What would your business need to do if that $1.5 million didn't have any interest on it? Let's say it was some sort of equity arrangement where we'll just do some profit share at a really high, you know, high hurdle rate. Like we'd want 20% on our money. Just for conversation's sake, let's just talk through that. If your business had $1.5 million injected into it and it could take out the debt, what could you do with the cash flow that is no longer going to the interest? And he just had no idea. I mean, it hadn't even occurred to him that could be a possibility. And so for 20 years, I've attempted to match capital and opportunities. And one thing I've learned for sure is that there's always money for a good deal, but there isn't always a good deal. And so generally speaking, entrepreneurs and business owners get so caught up in doing what they do every day. They really know their product or they really know their service very, very well, but they don't understand or they haven't thought through or no one's ever asked them, but what if? What if your business had this amount of money? What would you do with it? Well, we would just sell more of our product. Okay, maybe, but specifically what would that mean? Are you going to go spend more marketing dollars on advertising? Are you going to hire salespeople? Are you going to maybe use it to develop a new product or a new service? And as you get having this type of a conversation, certainly when your business has just come through a really tough moment, A, it's inspiring. B, it kind of gives you some hope. But C, it's very, very prudent to understand if you're maximizing everything in your business right now. And so what I encourage this particular individual to do is to say, why don't you go away, get a sheet of paper, and just write down all the crazy stuff, as wild as the idea could be. Just write it down. And it doesn't matter how crazy it is because you're not going to share it with anyone. This is just a conversation you're having with yourself. But write down all the crazy things that your business could do. And through that exercise, what you're going to discover, guaranteed, is you're going to see some things on that list that don't appear as crazy when you look at them a second time as when you wrote them down the first time. And that might be the key to really helping you understand where the opportunity exists to improve, but more importantly, grow your business and your bottom line. Now, our selfish plug would be we would love to be the people to help you do that. And so we'd encourage you to sign up at emilynow.ca to see what we can do for your business and what capital might be available in the marketplace. But if you're not going to contact us, or maybe the timing isn't right, or you just don't really understand why you would, then sit down and ask yourself the same question I asked this individual earlier in the week. If your business had X amount of dollars, what would you do with it? Oh, I'd refinance all my debts. Okay, great. That's awesome. But now that you've refinanced all your debts, it means you have some extra cash. And that extra cash that's not going to loan payments or interest payments, what would you do with it? Would you buy more inventory? Would you improve your systems and your technology? Would you build a new product or service? I don't know. But you should know, if you're running a business, certainly a small or medium-sized business, you should know that answer, because that's what's going to get you up in the morning to grow your business and ultimately grow your bottom line. So that's it. That's all I've got for you today. Hopefully you found that helpful. Again, emilynow.ca, which stands for Making Life Easier Now.ca or .com. And you can get there. See what options might be available in the market for financing. We've got over 400 banks and lenders on our system. So we certainly can get your request out, help you see what bankers think of what your business is doing and what money it could need. But more important than that, we've got some other features and benefits in the plans that we offer that can not only help you get the money, and we'll be there to support you the entire way through. But once you've gotten the money, we'd like to be there to help you get some more and some more and some more. And that's going to require some advice and some direction, which we'd be happy to help you with. So thanks for watching. Hopefully you found this helpful. And better than that, hopefully we get the opportunity to hear from you. Good luck growing your business.